This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, we were just talking about the Tyson fight, and that has stirred up all kinds of emotions and energy for Shin Daddy.
It has?
So, yeah, so he has set up an exhibition full-size sparring ring in the bank lobby.
Oh,
there's
yes.
There's a full-size with the bell and everything. Ding, ding!
Inside.
Inside of, yeah, so he set this up, and it's just for, he's got it all right there, so... Shin Daddy will get in the ring a little bit for some guest sparring like that. So he will gear
really?
Up and go in.
He will?
And do some guest sparring.
Shin Daddy?
But it's for people to come in and do a little bit of sparring like that. And it's also to settle grievances. Also, disagreements, disgruntlement.
That would be incredible.
I like the idea of this. Landowner-tenant situations are settled now in the ring. And Shin Daddy will be the one who monitors
in the
it.
Bank.
In the bank.
Now that would throw me for a big loop.
If you came into the bank and all of a sudden who's
there's a ring.
There's a ring and
ropes.
Who's going at it? Well, a couple farmers are at that. They got a disgruntlement over some land on whose land and what's going on. How they're going to settle it? Right inside there, right inside the ring. So he's got a ring set up. They're
is this
going
in Creighton.
In Creighton. The full ring is set up for it. So again, settle it in the ring like that. Shin Daddy's got it set up, and it's really caught on.
There could
on
be
already.
Some women fights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Females.
Yes, absolutely.
Going at it.
Tanya Harding, who you've met.
Yes.
Might be someone that might show up in the ring. It'd be incredible.
This is a
full
size.
There's
a bell.
There's a bell. Ding, ding. Guest sparring. And also just some fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some fitness.
Just blow off some steam.
Blow off some steam. Come in like that. And you just have some people just come in like, hey, we wouldn't mind going at it. We'll get the gloves on.
So he has a little bit of a boxing background?
He's got a big boxing background.
God.
Yes, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So Shin Daddy's got that set up. So when you walk in the ring, expect it.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding when you come in. Do it again, Jake.
Ding, ding.
Really weak.
So you try. Bell. Go ahead. You try it then.
No.
Come on.
I'm not going to try that. We can't match that. Do it again, Jake.
Ding ding!
All of a sudden, you're getting a
kids' fight bell.
All of a couple of third graders going at it.
Ding ding!
Ding ding!
Yeah, and that changes for the ages, I believe.
Yeah.
The sound.
Just come in to get a couple cashier's checks, and all of a sudden, there's a full fight going on. A couple of farmers going at it
with some headgear on. That's amazing.
I love the look.
It's just getting better and better. Yeah, he's doing a great job up there.
He is. He's really working hard at it. The bank's important to him.
A man of the people.
A man of the people. Yeah.
Keeps things really lively.
Lively. Yes, very lively.
That's, I mean, you got to really watch it because some guys could get pretty grisly.
Yeah, it could get grisly in there.
We were greeted by Jeff Smith during the break.
Jeff Smith
thought that, you know, Troy Dannon, of course, mentioned the potential Bud Crawford fight at Memorial Stadium in the near future.
Jeff Smith.
He thought maybe you and Mike Tyson could be the undercard for the fight.
No, I'm not.
Same age.
Come on.
Same age.
It's an equal fight. You guys are the same age.
Nope. I wouldn't do it.
What if he's got 12 mils involved?
Let me ask you, let's just say you had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel comfortable with me and Jake in the corner with you?
Of course.
We'd have to be in the corner.
That'd be the only way I'd do it.
Three-legged stool.
The three-legged stool, yes. For
and
sure.
That
would be amazing.
Can you tell
guys were in my corner.
Hey, keep moving.
Got this. Let's get that.
All of a sudden, Jake's putting Vaseline on your face.
I'll get the cut. I'll get the cut figured out.
My eye, Jake.
Bill's pouring some water in your mouth.
I can't see anything.
Jake put Vaseline in his eye.
You missed, you idiot.
You missed.
Not Jake's in my eye.
He can't see anything.
I can't see a damn thing,
Jake. He's beating the crap out of him.
He's punching me.
Jake beat up Sybil.
This is really awkward after the fight. I can't explain what happened.
Jake got Vaseline in his eye.
I missed the cut, man. I missed the cut and put it in his eye instead.
I was always baffled.
I'm impressed you guys even know about the Vaseline.
I was always baffled about the water because the water used to be like kind of a 40-ounce glass, and it was taped. Had tape around it.
I don't understand that at all.
What was that?
I don't know.
And that was always something.
I'm just glad you guys know about Vaseline. You know what that? You know why they do that,
so
right?
So it grazes off of you? Is that what it is? So
God, they put so much on you.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, kind of. I don't think it worked either. I don't think
right now if you put Vaseline on my face and someone punched me, I'd be like, thanks.
It didn't really work.
Thanks.
No.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
It just grazed right off me.
Yeah.
I always tell people those gloves didn't really do anything. It felt like you were getting hit by a brick. I was like, those gloves, they look kind of big. But
think about the sport now. We're doing everything we can in all sports to protect from concussions. And boxing is to give the other guy a concussion. That's your number one goal.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Jeff Smith.
I enjoy the sport. Love it.
Jeff Smith, a former Lincoln Southeast coach. Former Nebraska assistant.
That's right.
With Danny Neen.
It was amazing just him in here.
Yeah. It was during better times.
Yeah. He was here at the ticket though.
Yes.
It's like there he was.
Yeah.
Sort of a legend in the Lincoln community.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Right? No, wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Yeah. He's regal too.
Yes.
He's Ben's teacher.
We saw Jeff randomly a couple years ago at Double Eagle Golf too.
Yes.
He was helping out there.
He helped out.
That was pretty cool.
It was a super surprise
for both of us.
Yeah, it was super cool to kind of reminisce.
And he's a professor now at the university, and he's young Ben's teacher. Hoops teacher. And tomorrow, I'm going to partake as a guest.
Speaker?
A guest presenter.
Are you really?
At class.
And you have your parking pass.
No, wait a second. Not basketball.
Yes, talking.
No!
Oh, yeah.
That's not your expertise.
Oh, yeah, the 1-3-1, the 2-3, matchup zone, like that. Three-quarter press. Oh, yeah, we're talking.
Told me a little bit about your basketball prowess.
We're talking through all that, yes. Oh, yeah.
You're talking hoops?
Yeah, talking hoops.
Do people know you're a football coach?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, move your feet, palms up.
You're all conference in that little C2 school?
Oh, taking shots at Pender again. Yeah, oh, not classy like Columbus.
It wasn't C1, just C1 or C1.
What's C1?
Yeah, don't take shots at
us. Up to A-ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we talked about. What would it be like to be a Columbus? Yeah, that was our main conversation.
It's like Indiana to you.
I remember when I went down to watch Lincoln Northeast win the state championship. I'm like, I was shocked they're not playing Columbus. They had to play Hoppin and Ron Kellogg, and they didn't play Sipple in the finals.
You thought God. I was like Steve Alford.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The swoopy hair.
Oh gosh, Jake. All right, football.
Yeah, 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. We did not get to the audio of Matt Rhule talking about the roster limits affecting walk-ons. You want to get to that here?
That's heavy stuff. Go.
Yeah. Okay, heavy stuff from Matt Rhule.
That's exactly right. I don't know what that means for them anymore. I don't know what it means. I really don't know. I mean, you know, when Ted Carter and Trev Alberts offered me this job, they said to me, we want you to build a program that's built on player development. They said that was the ethos of Nebraska. Tom Osborne, getting players here, a walk-on from Western Nebraska, a scholarship player from somewhere, get them here, develop them, teach them, train them. Then, college football. Now you see some teams that are winning with a lot of transfer portal guys. So now the pressure goes on you to, like, I better get some portal guys if I want to win and keep my job. I mean, but it's not really the ethos of what I want to do and who we are. And then there's those stories. Like Hassan Reddick is one of the highest paid players in the National Football League. He was a walk-on for us at Temple. And he was a seventh-round pick probably going into his senior year and ended up with a first-round pick, kind of did what Ty did. So, you know, we'll have to pick and choose our spots. We'll have to pick and choose our places. But it's really going to be hard. It might really benefit some FCS and Division II schools. There's going to be some great players coming out, but I don't know what's going to happen with the John Bullocks moving forward. I don't know what's going to happen with some of the guys who develop later in their career. But we'll do the best we can to be honest and do things the right way. But that's why the senior day, you know, the senior day for some guys, it's going to be their last, you know, it's going to be their last time. Obviously, if they graduate, for other guys, you know, they might have to go find another place. So it's really going to, hopefully everyone really embraces this moment, because this is kind of the end of an era. Like, if you really think about it, we've outlawed, out legislated the true walk-on programs in college football. And this is really the last group of kids that'll do that. Like, some of you guys cover our recruiting. How many guys have you seen announce, like, hey, I've been offered a preferred walk-on at University of Nebraska?
Nope.
Like, probably haven't seen very many of these this year, have you? Because I don't want to make a promise I can't keep. And for me as a former walk-on, and my strength coach as a former walk-on, and Sat was a former walk-on, like, I can't imagine my life if I hadn't been able to walk on at Penn State University. I can't imagine my life if I had, you know, hadn't played for Joe Paterno and gotten my butt kicked by those guys every day. Like, so again, I'm probably waxing too poetic, but this Saturday's a big, there's kids that love this place, that this will be the last day they put their pads on and go out there to be a Husker, and all settled in a courtroom somewhere. So it's a shame. It's a real, real, real shame. So that's why for me, this is one of the biggest weeks of my coaching career, because I want to honor all those kids.
Man, you guys, coaches got to wrestle with this stuff. I wanted to ask him, I didn't know if I should. I didn't. I didn't know if it would be appropriate. Is if he wrestles with this he came here and he said that those guys, Carter and Osborne, asked him to be a developmental coach. Do you wrestle with...
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Kind of moving away from that ethos and being more transfer portal oriented. I mean, I kind of wanted to ask him that. I mean, they need help. It's just how much help do you want to go get? Or do you want to stick with this? We're going to get guys here and they're going to get good as they go. Is there enough patience for that in this world? That's the question.
Yeah. In general, it to me, if someone said, hey, how would you write it down the best? It would be, you know, probably in the 65-70% high school and
okay.
Which would bring them, maybe a little bit lower than that. But every year you bring in
how many?
8 to 12, maybe.
Ooh, okay.
I think they brought in about that.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
So that's
what they're
doing. That seems like the number. Now, okay. There's been some success, but here's the part you're going to have to look at where it's really hard to hit every year. Just look at Florida State. 13-0, that they had so many portal players last year, and they had elite portal players. This year they had players also that came in, and it's horrific right now.
It's pretty hit or miss is what you're saying.
So the chance to, if you keep flipping every year, you're going to bring in 40 per year, mm-hmm. The chance of it just being a catastrophe is really high.
Yeah.
The chance of that happening.
But would the fan base be happy with, yeah. like Florida State, what, did you go 13-1? Yeah. You'd get that. You still have that, even though the next year they've won one. But would you take that as a fan? We did have the 13-1.
I would think right now that Michigan's still okay with it. Now they're a little bit different because they're 5-5, probably gonna get to a bowl game, but then they won the national championship. Florida State did not. They didn't even make the playoffs. However you cut it, they should have, shouldn't have. No. They didn't make the playoffs, and then you had the bowl game debacle. And then now you're at this. So I would say if I'm Florida State, probably not.
Right.
I wouldn't say that. No, the 13-0 year does not, because it didn't lead to 15-0 and hoisting a trophy, you know, with it. Now, with the numbers being down, there is one caveat to it.
What is that?
Is that those that are close that prior to were probably like, you know what, we just don't have a scholarship for you right now. Mm-hmm. They do have, they will have a scholarship for it, because the scholarship number is going to 105,
85. Right.
And so there'll be some. So there's a chance that like a John Bullock still makes it on your roster if he's one of those guys that's right there. Now, when John came out to speak that he would be one of those guys, I don't know that. And so the ability to not be able to walk on is always tough.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I understand that there has to be some sort of roster size. When you started making it professional and there are people starting getting paid and they want to have all these the revenue share, then some people are going, hold it, they're allowed to be able to have this many people on because mm-hmm. because financially and interest wise you can do it at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Other places you can't. No. USC has like one walk on or two.
There's not a big deal.
There's no one paying $65,000 a year to whatever it is to walk on at USC. And so the pushback is by probably 4% of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
The other, like I said, at LSU, we probably operated at tops, maybe 110. If that'd be tops on that. So those places, those are going like 105 means nothing to us. That's not a deal. But for Nebraska, it's hard. And I 100% agree that if someone would want to pay their own way,
uh-huh.
should have that right. But I also understand the flip side of it, that there has to be some form of roster size limit. You know, in the NFL, you don't get to be like, well, it's like that. Well, yeah, he's playing for the Cowboys, but he's paying his own way to play.
No.
He's not paying. Well, you don't get to do that. No. And it's become professionalized now. That's the reason for it.
Yeah. You know what was really interesting, too, about his soliloquy at the end there? That there's already a glut of players in the portal. If you're advising a player right now, wouldn't you have, as a coach, have to say, look, there's already a ton of it's burgeoning the portal, and now there's another wave going in. There's no guarantees for anybody.
No, it's pretty simple. When you go in the portal, there's about
what
8% that's like whoa, timeout.
Got to get him.
Yeah, I don't even know what year he is. If the quarterback for New Mexico goes in,
mm-hmm.
like that, I don't know if the quarterback from Washington State is still. I mean, there'll be certain ones you go whoa. big bodies. Whoa. But there's a lot that do not garner.
Glut.
And so
there's a glut.
And there also will be players going in. Like you said, there's going to be a lot of players from FCS that are really good. And, and they'll be found out.
Yeah.
The good ones will find it. But the group you have to have, when I say the group, it would be your staff who's handling the portal, has to be ridiculous. It really has good. To be really, really good. And you have to have some sort of precursor to it. I love it now when people say, I'm going in the portal. And then people always fire back. What are you talking about? The portal's not open. Well, you can still announce that you're going into the portal. It's just not open yet. What they're doing is getting it out there like, hey, FYI.
I'll be in the portal.
I will be in the portal when this thing all goes down.
December 9th, it opens the portal.
But the places that will be interesting will be the UNKs. Mm-hmm. The Wayne States, those places.
They'll get some players
like that. Concordia is having a very good year this year, and they have several players that from Nebraska
that went to
Concordia, and they're having a very good season. And so there'll be players that's going to be interesting to see where they have to go. And like I said, the difference is there's some that come to Nebraska with the idea of that I'm coming here and I want to be part of this. Just like Coach said, they want to be a big part of being part of the team, helping the team. Some have great aspirations, think I am good enough. I got looked over to be able to make a move on the team. And there will be some that will be that it might push him someplace that it goes really well. So all of a sudden, they might all of a sudden be like, huh, I went to this school and now I'm a 2-year starter and I played in college, because playing is still fun. It's really hard to do what some of those walk-ons do.
Oh, God.
To go every day, practice, be part. And guess what? It's because when you go through mat drills in February at 5 a.m., there's not a separate group that says, well, this group's a little different because you guys probably won't play, but you're going to have to practice and do everything. Oh, no. It's pure hell. Yeah. You do everything as if you're the starting left tackle or on the team. So it's really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So what Coach Rhule said is hard, and it is tough. It's a very tough decision. And probably right now, like he said, I'm sure that through the door, there's people coming through asking him, where do I stand? You know, next year.
Oh, it's guaranteed it's happening.
Yeah, where do I stand? And I'm sure his answer has to be the standard of like that, I'm not sure right now. There's probably a few you can say, you're good. And there's probably a lot going like, we really want you here, but I'm not sure where this is going to end up at until we see what's going on.
Yeah, so interesting times.
So before I get to break, now, this is coming up here on Black Friday. We got a big deal. If you remember last year, we were promoting the
big.
Magical Lights of Lincoln. Yeah. Remember that, Sip?
It exploded.
This is no joke. This is one of the biggest Christmas shows in the entire country.
It's magical.
They have 1.5 million lights at this display at the San Jose Global Event Center. 84th and Half.
It's back.
It's back.
It takes like 20 to 25 minutes to drive through it because it's that good.
Oh, we went through it. We went through it.
And again, tickets are available right now to purchase. You find your specific date. It goes Black Friday to New Year's Eve. And I'm telling you, if you didn't do this last year, you missed out. You want to do this. It's a great deal. The tickets are per car, not per person. You can load up a big car and all enjoy this for 25 minutes.
It's a wonderful thing.
The slots are amazing because what happens, some people will go sometimes and they'll be like going, well, there's 25 cars in line. We won't even get in to get started. No, you get a slot. They'll give you a little wiggle room with it, but you have a slot to when you show up, and then you're in. You're in the rotation, and it's incredible. It's a wow.
So when's it start again?
This will begin on Black Friday.
Oh!
The show is like ready to go. It's ready to go. It goes till New Year's Eve, and we have a twist this year in terms of the show.
Whoa!
How we're involved here, because we want to help out. I talked to Vinny. Vinny runs the show. He said, I want early break to kind of have a big
early piece break
of this.
With Sip and Jake.
And Bill, Sip, and Jake. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, I want you all three to choose a different charity that that means a lot to you guys, that we can take $5 off the entry for somebody, and that $5 will go to the charity. So here's the deal. If you go to ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com and you put the code Bill, that will go to the White Cane Foundation, $5 time that they use that code. $5 goes to the White Cane Foundation to help with clothing for underprivileged students.
Which we had here in studio.
The White Cane.
If you put SIP, S-I-P, that will get
SIP.
You to, that will get you to Cedars, helping That's underprivileged right. kids
Another
also.
Another great, incredible. Thank you.
Sip. And if you put Jake, that will go to the We Can Do This Foundation, that will help feed hungry kids on the weekends. So either
good job, guys.
Bill, SIP, or Jake, all three of those would get you $5 off your own sale, but that $5 goes to a charity that we have chosen. Fanny.
Okay.
How's that?
Where else would you go? So you're going through, and you're also helping charity. What? And all three of them are incredible. They're all incredible.
Vinny. That's amazing.
And Vinny came up with this idea.
This was Vinny's idea.
This was Vinny's idea. So the guy that's doing all the work came up with this on how he can help Lincoln.
This and you're going out to see magical Christmas lights.
That's right. It takes like 20 to 25 minutes, and it's an awesome show with great music.
And it's fun, and you're helping the community.
Is Bombeck aware of this?
I believe he is.
Is Bombeck aware of this? Thank you.
If he's not, now, yes. Now he is. ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com, either promo code Bill, Sip, or Jake for $5 off, and that $5 goes to a wonderful charity in Lincoln.
Wow.
Check it out today, and the show begins again Black Friday. When we come back, time for NFL Winners and Losers next on Early Break on The Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.